The next speaker we have up tonight is someone who, like many of my friends, I admired before I knew even what a kind and good person he is. I'm going to spoil it. It's Dwight, because I didn't want to say something specific. Dwight is coming up next. Two important things. I don't have a lot of stage fright normally, but I do when I'm singing. I had a lot of stage fright. And so the way I tried to get over that is I would just pretend I was Dwight, and I would just imitate what I thought Dwight would do. And that works really well. And I recommend doing it for anybody that has to be on stage, because he has such wonderful stage presence when he's singing. We've been doing this show for a very long time. It's the 5-year anniversary next month. But, you know, that's like of the podcast. The show's been going longer than that, and Dwight's been a part of it for longer than that. And he has never, ever once told a story. And so I asked him to tonight, and he agreed. Ladies and gentlemen, Dwight Hussler!
Thank you. That actually helps. That helps. Thank you. Okay. I'm all right. I'm all right. All right. It's the first time I've done this. Sorry if it's bad. Please stay my friend. One of the reasons I don't do this is because I don't like the sound of my own voice. I don't think I'm that interesting. But I think I have like one interesting story, and I'll try and tell that story. Okay. When I was young, younger-ish, I had a really hard time making friends. I moved around a lot, so it was tough to like settle and finally get into it. So I was born in Seoul, South Korea. I was adopted by two white folks in Nebraska. Once they divorced, my mom eventually got custody of me and my sister, and she took us to a very small town in Missouri of about 800 people called Lincoln, Missouri. It's about as small-minded as you are thinking about. we lived there until about my sixth grade, and my mom eventually got remarried to a pastor, and we moved up the road to a slightly bigger town, just as small-minded. Eventually, like I said, he's a pastor, so he had to go finish his Jesus training. And we moved to Fort Wayne, Indiana. Thank God it's a bigger city, relatively, you know, and I met a black person for the first time. And that's where I knew, like, I need to live in bigger cities. I can't take these small towns anymore. But eventually, he got the call to move to be a pastor about 40 minutes south here in a town called Cedar Lake. Its nickname is Cedar Tucky, so I moved to another small town. That was great. I finished my eighth grade there, and I was asked not to come back because of some very stupid shit I did. And then I went to, I stayed in that town, but I had to go to another high school about a half an hour away. It was a parochial school. You know, it's just been tough having to move every year and try and make new friends. And it's difficult for everybody I know, but like, you know, it's part of my neuroses now. And my high school was about 80 kids from freshman to senior. We all knew each other. So a kid about two grades ahead of me, his name's Anthony. We hung out a lot because he was into art and I was into it as well. And we played Magic together. He told me he's going to go to Columbia College Chicago for illustration. And I was like, that's cool. My plan was to not go to college. I was going to try and work out of high school, like driving a truck or like a job with a drill or something. But my mom was just like, no, you have to go to college. like, she insisted, and I'm like, great. And here I am living my nightmare deep in debt. So yeah, not good at making friends. A couple months into college, I moved up there to Chicago here, actually. And several months in, like, I don't have any friends in the city. I hate my roommate. I'm sure he'd say the same thing about me. So I talked to one of my professors, and I'm like, can you maybe, like, I remembered, I'm going here because Anthony mentioned Columbia College Chicago, and I didn't have a plan, so I'll just go to that one. And so I remembered that he hopefully still went there, and my professor said, yeah, I'll try and help you. I have a friend down at the records office. He rightfully did not give us the information because that would be very bad. And I was just like, crap, so more time goes by. And I remember, like I said, 80 kids, small school. We had a school directory. And I look up his number. I call it. I'm like, come on, ring, ring, ring. And no, it's disconnected. Like, fantastic. But luckily, I remembered his best friend in high school was named of Charles. And his phone number was in that book. And I called him. Caught up a little bit. I'm like, do you have Anthony's phone number? He says, of course I do. So he gives it to me, and I call Anthony. We catch up a little bit, and eventually he's just like, you're still going to Columbia? I am. I'm like, oh, that's great. Fantastic. I got an apartment off campus. He goes, I have an apartment off campus too. I'm like, oh, that's cool. I live in Printer Square. He goes, I live in Printer Square. I'm like, what? Really? Oh, man, I'm in the 780 building. He's like, I'm in the 780 building. I'm like, excuse me? Dude, I'm on the 11th floor. He goes, I'm on the 11th floor. And I say, I'm in 1108. And he goes, I'm in 1109. So we open up the door, and like, sure enough, motherfucker lived next to me for months. Never saw him, never ran into him. and, you know, but like that, since then, we've become like really good friends. I still talk to him this day. I made a lot of friends through him. And, you know, I've been in the city for about like something like 13 years now. And, you know, my roots are dug in pretty good and pretty well. And I feel like I have an easier time now that I'm stuck here making friends and meeting new people.
Explain it.
So for the podcast audience, the entire time, the entire time Dwight was on stage, he was holding a piece of paper that, with a cat proudly displaying its little cartoon asshole, and did not once reference it. And it was drawn in Sharpie so you could see it through the back, so we knew he was holding the front. But it never came out.
He told me before he did his monologue that he was bringing some notes for himself.
Okay, I should keep this going. That's my job. Okay, I should keep this going.